RadioInfluence.com.
Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crochelle. Get in on the talent grid and text Crush at 101260 with your questions, comments, or smart-ass remarks.
Hey, and welcome to Crush Performance, everybody. Jeff Crochelle here, the con man behind the glass, keeping us on track, and we're your weekly source for performance information. Thank you so much for joining us here today. As usual, if you want to get in touch with us, reach out. CrushPerformance.com is the website. Questions, comments, smart remarks, they're all very, very welcome. If you have a topic or an idea you'd like us to look into or investigate, let us know. We may dedicate a segment or an entire episode to your idea. We answer every single message we get. You can also sign up for our newsletter and our podcast at the website. On social media, follow me at Jeff Crush on Twitter. And on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, just search out Crush Performance, as we work very, very hard to keep you on the cutting edge of human performance. Today is no exception. A jam-packed day, and we have to get right into it. We're going to talk with two Crush favorites. We'll talk with Dana Santos from Mobility Maker. A couple weeks ago, Connor and I got into the conversation about stress in sport, anxiety, and anxiety's relationship to injuries. And dealing with anxiety is such an important skill, maybe as important as anything else you do in certainly sport performance, but also life in general. We're seeing depression, stress, and anxiety really, really building in every single age group out there, in every profession as well. And there are ways, ladies and gentlemen, that you can deal with it. There's ways you can help your kids deal with it. And it's very, very powerful stuff. We're going to talk to Dana about this. This is world-class information. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation coming up later in the show. And we're going to talk with John Stevenson from Zone Performance, a registered psychologist, does a lot of work with professional athletes, with first responders, police, people in general, but has a great, great approach. One of the Crush favorites when it comes to the mental side of human performance. But we're going to talk to Johnny about goaltending. Of course, he has a long history in sport performance and certainly with goaltenders. He's worked with some of the best in the NHL, some of the best in the world, and he's helping a lot of young goaltenders aspire. And with the NHL playoffs, the way they've gone down, it's been really fun to watch. My playoff pool got annihilated in the first round, and I kind of enjoyed it. I'll tell you the truth. I think I was right there with many, many people. I love seeing these upsets in sport. It really, I think, indicates where we're at in terms of a level playing field, and the NHL is a fun sport to watch so fast. But the impact the goaltenders have had, wow. There's such an opportunity here for any young goaltender to really carve out a path for themselves if they understand what to do. But regardless of the position you play, there's going to be a lot to learn from this discussion when it comes to really getting yourself in tune with high performance outcomes. The mental side of the game, you guys all know if you listen to the show, I truly believe that's where the next greatest opportunities lie in human performance. We're going to talk a bit about it today, and we're going to talk about how important it is for goaltending and the big stoppers in sport. You could talk about baseball catchers, goaltenders in soccer, you could talk about basketball, it doesn't matter. This conversation will apply to anywhere humans are trying to get better. And of course, I love this time of year. Great conversation for this time of year. MLB draft is right now. We have the NHL draft combine going on. Their draft is later in the month. The NBA draft is coming up as well. The NFL is signing their draft picks right now. So it's a really exciting time for young developing talent in every single sport. And there's a lot going on in the world of sport right now. If we look at the playoffs and what's going on in the international sporting world with UEFA soccer and Olympic trials and all the great stuff going on, the mental side of the game is such a big, big part of it. So why don't we cut to it? We're joined right now by Crush favorite, our good friend John Stevenson from Zone Performance. Johnny, thanks for joining us today.
As always, Jeff, just a great pleasure to be on your show.
Well, listen, the timing couldn't be better. We've got a rock and roll NHL playoffs going on. And by the way, my playoff bracket was totally annihilated in the first round, I think much like everybody else. But it's been a really, really interesting postseason in the NHL. And of course, everybody else is heading into their offseason. So a very good time to talk hockey performance, especially on the goalie side, John. You know, as I walk and watch through the NHL playoffs, you really get a sense of how important those goaltenders are. I mean, we've always known it, but boy, oh boy, they are really impacting the outcomes of some of these games and series, for that matter.
Well, you could argue that, you know, the goalie for the St. Louis Blues literally took them to where they are right now.
Agreed.
I mean, because from the second half of the season when he came in, his record is impeccable. And then Tuukka Rask is just, you know, literally playing out of his mind right now as well.
Yeah, it's great to see, and so great for young goaltenders out there. I don't think it's kind of like catchers, right? They're kind of like forgotten on the side. Everybody's working with the hitters and the pitchers, and the catchers just sort of float out there in baseball. I think maybe there's a little more concerted and focused effort on the goaltending. But let's talk about the development of this athlete, because that is a different position to play, Johnny. You've been around goaltenders at the highest level for many, many years, and it's not like other positions, is it?
No, and this is just my personal opinion, Jeff, but I think in the last 10 years in Canada, we've really, really done a phenomenal job on the technical side of things. There's so many more goalie schools in Canada, so many good, really good qualified goalie coaches. And then the dry land training component, obviously you know about that. There's a lot more coaches now that really understand the nature of the position, and they're not, you know, making them into bodybuilders. They're helping them to be athletes and be goalies. The part that I think that's really missing, Jeff, is I really believe that the tactical part of the game, a good friend of mine is Mitch Korn, and, you know, I would arguably say he's the best goalie coach in the National Hockey League ever. And Mitch has this little phrase, you know, beer pong is a game of shots, quarters is a game of shots, but goaltending is not a game of shots. Goaltending is a game of situations.
And I like it. Hey,
that part of the game, I think, has really, really been underdeveloped. Teaching kids how to read the play, and that's where the vision training, and that's where all the all eye hand coordination and game film and visualization, and I think that part of the game has really not been developed. And then on the other side is the mental training side, and then, like I told you before, the hub of the wheel to me is your lifestyle. And, you know, you get someone like Carter Hart this year, who would arguably say that probably the biggest change that he did as a first-year pro was change his diet. And, you know, to make sure that he had more energy, getting rid of the cell phone so that he has more energy, you know, the hydration, the nutrition, and the sleep. So to me, when I look at goaltending training, I think there's been way too much emphasis on the technical side. And don't get me wrong, I think that's important. But that's only one quarter of the wheel. It's only one part. And if you don't address that hub first, then you could be, you know, if you're going to dry land and you're tired, well, to me, what's the point of going to dry land? So my program, we look at all of those components.
Yeah, I really like it, Johnny, and I agree with you 100%. Your technical ceiling is going to be very, very limited by those other variables that really, really do influence performance. And I really like your analogy. This is something people can relate to: beer pong and quarters, games of shots. But goaltending certainly is not. I like that analogy for sure, Johnny. So let's talk about this. You guys are setting out to help goaltenders across the country and around North America potentially really, really tap into their potential with the play out of your mind series of seminars. Let's talk about that for a second, Johnny, because I think this is really, really important work.
Well, I've been very fortunate, you know, in my hockey career to meet just great people, you know, great coaches, Claire Drake, Billy Morris, Pete Peters, Mitch Korn, Francois Lair, just super, super people. And I got to meet a gentleman a couple of years ago by the name of Pete Fry, and Pete Fry really specializes in mental training for goalies. And so Pete and I teamed up together, and we just felt that this was an area that was just really underdeveloped. So we're going to go across Canada. We're going to be in Montreal, Winnipeg, Ottawa, Toronto, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Vancouver at the NHL draft. And we're doing these full-day workshops, the Saturday for Adam and Peewee goalies and the second day for Bantam to Pro. And we get parents asking all the time, well, when's the best time to start this? And I'm like, as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. If you can teach an 8 or 9 year old the ability to focus, and for me, it's not a goaltending skill, it's a life skill. So they can use this skill of concentration for academics, sports, all sorts of areas in their life, not just for their goaltending.
Yeah. Johnny, on that note, you know, we've had a couple of great discussions on the show here throughout the last few months about specialization and the injury rates and the overuse and the dropouts and the burnouts, things that we're always talking about in sports, almost to the point of overdoing it. But I we cannot not talk about it. So when we talk about goaltending, for example, you know, one of the great things that Hockey Canada has done is they, a few years ago, announced the top off-season sports for hockey players, but they also had a list of the top off-season sports or summer sports for goaltenders, which I thought was pretty unique because you kind of have to sort of feed that animal. But when we talk about early specialization in goaltending, I still think it's very important that these young athletes get a real good sampling period of different sports, and there are great options, great complementary sports out there that can really enhance goaltending performance.
Well, and you've said it all the time, you know, Crusher, that you want them to be an athlete. I mean, I stopped goalie coaching 10 years ago, and when I just started to finish, I had kids that were coming to my school, Jeff, that had never even caught anything but a puck. You know, they'd never played badminton, they'd never played squash or tennis or golf or lacrosse, and anything, you know, that can help. To me, the phrase that I use often is, goaltending is what you do, but it's not who you are. And it's just as critical to go spend time with your family, this, you know, and go have a vacation and literally get away from the game. I get spring hockey. There's a lot of parents that do it. The competition is generally better. But we got to be very, very careful. Like you said, Jeff, we want to get that balance where mentally, not just like physically, but mentally, literally getting away from the game so that when you come back, you're refreshed, you're recharged. And, you know, that's a critical thing. Like, I always joke with the parents, how many pro hockey players are playing spring hockey? Not too many, because they really understand the importance of that rest and recovery.
Oh, it gets back to that comment you said about lifestyle being right at the center of the hub. You have to have that balance, Johnny. Well, hey, listen, go ahead.
Absolutely. No, absolutely, Jeff. And then, like you said, there's so many, you know, like doing martial arts or like just even hiking. Like, there's so many different things that you can get away from the game and learn to be an athlete and learn to, like, again, just enjoy life and have fun. And, you know, like, I've been doing the Wim Hof method, you know that, and you know, swimming out in a glacier lake last weekend. I went out into Abraham Lake, just a few minutes away from Nordegg, and just being out in nature, and you're being active, but also you can take those skills and apply it to your goaltending and to your life.
Yeah, no question about it, and that's the holistic approach to being a well-rounded athlete, Johnny. Absolutely love this stuff. So the program is called Play Out of Your Mind Goaltending Seminars. Johnny, if people want to get more information on this, where can they go?
They can go to zoneperformance.ca, and if they go to the top pad, there's a one that says goalie coaching, and it'll take you right to the registration site, or they can contact our office at 780-803-5646, or they can email us at zoneperformance@shaw.ca.
Fantastic, Johnny. What a great time to be a young athlete right now. If you're a young athlete that loves sports, look at all of the resources that they have now. You still have to find that balance, but I'm really excited for young athletes out there at this point in time, Johnny.
Oh, boy. I mean, I go back when I started, Jeff, the only goalie school in Western Canada was the Yorkton International Goalie School. Like, there's only one school, and then came the Okanagan Hockey School. And yep. So now the resources, power skating coaches, nutritionists, strength and conditioning coaches, vision experts, it's there. It's now, it's really, you know, they have access to so many good people and good resources, and also just lifestyle, you know, things. So, yeah, it's a real exciting time.
Yeah, it sure is, Johnny. Hey, thanks so much for this. Look forward to talking to you more as our summer rolls along, Johnny, and we get set for the drafts that are coming up in all the major sports.
Awesome. Again, I can't thank you enough for your time, Jeff.
And there you go, Crush favorite John Stevenson from Zone Performance, goaltenders. Track down that program in your region. This is one of those special events that I truly do believe is a must attend. Very specialized for the goaltenders out there. I'm not going to lie to you. I have worked with goaltenders, and I love that position. I love it, like working with the catchers in baseball or the goalies in soccer. It's just such a unique position, but there's so much opportunity there to get really good if you know what to do, if you're taking care of business properly. So I would attend that course not being a goalie. I just want to go see what they're going to talk about. Honest to goodness, it's going to be fantastic. So got to thank Johnny for coming on. Hey, listen, coming up after the break, we're going to get into a very serious discussion, world-class advice, and a great conversation coming up with Dana Santos from Mobility Maker. We're going to talk about how to deal with anxiety, stress, and the pressures of life in general. The Con Man brought up the idea of bringing Dana back on the show. A few weeks ago, we were talking about the influence of anxiety and stress on the injury rates in professional sport, and there's a direct and incredibly alarming correlation there. And the fact that we're not arming our athletes with the tools to deal with stress and anxiety, well, that's a crime. That's what today's conversation is all about. That's why we wanted to get Dana on. That's coming up after the break. Stick around.
Find out what it takes to be a top performer. Get the Crush blog, podcast, and newsletter at crushperformance.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Crush Performance, everybody. Well, today we wanted to dive into the world of stress management, dealing with anxiety and pressure, because it's everywhere right now. And I don't think social media has really helped us in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I think in this technology age, staying connected like we do with our smartphones, our tablets, our computers, I think it's actually working against us. And there's a lot of really strong research pointing in that direction, especially when it comes to our sleep patterns and what's happening with our kids in terms of their ability to socialize and how the new technologies are influencing us. So anyway, there's pressure and anxiety and stress everywhere, certainly with our athletes. And I don't know if we're arming them with the tools they need to cope. So, spurred on by a conversation with the Con Man a couple weeks ago, talking about the relationship between anxiety and injuries we're seeing in our athlete population, I wanted to bring back on Crush favorite, Dana Santos from Mobility Maker. Dana, thanks so much for coming on the show again.
Oh, I appreciate you having me back.
Well, listen, I know you've been incredibly busy coming off of spring training, one of your busier times of the year. How have things been going down south now that spring training's over and the Major League Baseball season is well underway?
Well, it's nice to get a little bit of a break. Right after spring training, I usually have some time to work on some other projects for about a month or so. And then I go into kind of what I call my high presentation season. So then I'm on the road a lot going off and presenting for Perform Better and the NSCA. And so I'll be all over this summer and fall, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. No rest for the wicked, we always say. Last time we had you on the show, we had a great conversation talking about relaxation and sleep and the power of yoga. And even we talked a bit about meditation as well, just in terms of helping people cope with anxiety. But in our last conversation, which had a great, great response, we talked about strategies for sleeping better, and it was very well received by our audience.
Well, sleep is definitely, it's not overrated. Sleep is so necessary, and it can be really elusive for people, especially if they're stuck in that sympathetic aspect of their nervous system. It's chronically stuck there, and I think we talked about that, right? And that sympathetic doesn't mean, you know, that you feel bad for someone. It means that you're in that fight or flight state of your nervous system that's really intended as an adaptation when, you know, when we're facing a stressor. Like, you know, back in the day when we were chased by saber-toothed tigers, that fight or flight response was really important. But if you're locked in fight or flight, and we use fight or flight, you know, on the field as athletes, right? And it helps us then when we're trying to get away from someone and we've got the ball, or high stress situations. But when we're trying to lie down and go to sleep, if we're locked in that state, it's virtually impossible. And even if you do fall asleep, your body doesn't get optimal recovery.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we talked about the breathing strategies and the sleep strategies and your idea of deep breathing, counting backwards if you're waking up at night, and how effective that's been. We've shared that, and it works really, really well. In today's world, Dana, there's so much going on. It's so fast paced. The social media has changed everything. It's very, very difficult to disconnect. And I think this is something that we need to start working into our schedules, especially for, you know, when we talk about our athletes, our developing athletes and our high performance athletes. This is something that can tax you sometimes more than you realize, I think.
Oh, yes. Well, and, you know, so the mental, you know, we talk about being chronically stressed and how it impacts your physiology and your ability to recover, but what does it do to your mental state? It absolutely increases anxiety and not being able to unplug. We're constantly connected, like you just mentioned. You know, we've got all of this technology that makes us instantly accessible to everyone, so there really is no disconnect. And there are just higher rates of anxiety for everyone. But think about athletes, they're already in a high stress, career. And so anxiety is definitely a big issue that's coming out of this.
Most certainly. And, you know, it's very interesting. I think most of my listeners will know, they've heard me talk about this several times and with some people inside of Major League Baseball. Now, to be clear, you work in a multitude of different sports at various different levels and even in the corporate world as well. So the one thing I like about what we talk about is it's life in general, certainly for athletes, developing athletes, elite athletes, but any high performer or anybody in general it applies to. At winter meetings, Dana, they did a list of the top reasons for injuries as they try to solve this injury problem in baseball across the board. We always say clearly identifying a problem is the first way to a real good solution. And as they're listing the top reasons for injuries in baseball, they got to number five and it stopped me dead in my tracks because it was anxiety. They said the number five reason for injuries in professional baseball is anxiety. And that blew me away. And it kind of told me two things. One, we're not addressing it or talking about it enough, and we're not arming our athletes maybe with the weapons they need to offset it, recognize it, or deal with it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all. I wish it did, but it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't surprise me. Thankfully, I will say that there are a lot of teams that are adding mental performance coaches, and not just one. I mean, mental performance coaches through all of the affiliate teams as well. The Blue Jays are a great example. They have brought on over the past, I'd say, 5 years, they've brought on mental performance coaches to cover every single affiliate team, so all of the minor league teams as well. And then they've instituted something called Mind Gym that they have on the schedule. So it's on the player schedules. I believe it's every single day. And it's like a group meditation that they do. And I think it's optional, but I know that they have a pretty decent turnout. And they have mental performance coaches that also speak Spanish so that this can go across, you know, all the cultures that are among the team. We also have translators for Japanese. And I think that more teams are stepping up to do things like this model that the Blue Jays have to try to counteract anxiety. I know personally in the work that I do, especially when I'm working with teams or athletes who don't have access to mental performance coaches, that I do a lot with meditation as part of recovery, and as part of helping them understand that they can have the awareness to feel when it's coming on and then to counteract it. And that's a big thing. And so you hear the buzzword, right? Mindfulness and mindfulness meditation. And what's the difference between, you know, any kind of meditation and mindfulness? And I think more and more mindfulness meditation is being equated to all meditation, but there's transcendental, there are all different kinds. I've always been practicing the mindfulness type, because especially in professional sports, that's the most helpful. And being mindful simply means that we're pulling ourselves back into the present moment, because when you're anxious, you're not generally anxious about something that's right in front of you. If you're anxious about something that's happening right now, that's, like I said before, that's actually an appropriate response. That fight or flight response that we would have to a stressor that's happening in the moment is that's our bodies are set up to deal with stress in that way, right? But it should be controlled. But the anxiety that people deal with, that's anxiety is not about being in the present moment. Anxiety has to do with worrying about things that either have already happened and the repercussions of them, or things that haven't happened yet that they're worried will happen. So that means you're not in the present moment. And that's a killer, because it's pulling you out of whatever it is that you're doing right now. And And that's just something that cycles within people's minds, leaves them in that state, and then keeps them chronically locked in that fight or flight, high stress, sympathetic state. And that raises cortisol levels, that raises levels of inflammation. So when you start to think about how can anxiety result in an injury, anxiety has a physiological effect that then has a physical effect. Because if you start to, bodies are these amazing machines, right, that include our minds. And when you're locked in a sympathetic state and your cortisol level is up, so your stress hormone is up, and you're producing all of this inflammation that goes along with having an abundance of cortisol in your body, inflammation results in swelling. It also results in poor digestion. Inflammation has a huge impact on all the systems in our bodies. And so then it starts to cause a breakdown.
Yeah.
And it does make us more susceptible to injury. And as we said before, it's going to impact your ability to recover. And this is just going to have a cascading effect that it's no doubt that was number five. And if we don't do more about it, it's going to be number three next year, and then number one the year after that.
Yeah, because it's growing. You're right. And the beast feeds on itself. Dana, just great stuff. We're talking with Dana Santez. You can check out her amazing work at mobilitymaker.com. Lots of information there, plus her programs and all of her contact information. This is also true, Dana. And that's really, really great advice, well beyond sport. This is just life in general, because this stress and anxiety is everywhere. And you mentioned something interesting there. And I do like what the Jays are doing. I know those guys very well. Love them to death. And I like the idea of the mind gym, and I think that we're seeing this kind of idea catch on more and more. And as you mentioned, it's not mandatory, and maybe it's not for everybody. I can tell you personally, I love the yoga, but if I had to choose between yoga and going on a mountain bike or meditation rather, or hopping on my mountain bike for an hour, I find my rides, getting in nature and just busting it on a trail, that for me is therapy in my world, and it really works for me. So it might be a bit different for everybody, but here's what I can tell you. We work with a couple of academies, and we brought in an instructor to teach a little bit of yoga, but also more the breathing aspect of it for the guys. And it was, the first one was mandatory. Everyone after that, and this is an early morning session, three times a week. Everyone after that was non-mandatory. It was voluntary. We had 100% attendance every time we do it. That's how powerful it is. But it also teaches you skills you can use throughout the day, and especially at nighttime or when you're having disrupted sleep. Just a powerful, powerful medium for, again, as you mentioned, being aware and for coping with some of the issues you might have.
Oh, no question. Well, and because you've had me on before, I always say breathing is a superpower. And anytime I talk about mindfulness, it's implied that breathing is the key to that, at least when it's coming from me. Because our breathing, well, there are so many reasons, but I'll start with our breathing is our most profound connection to the present moment, because it's always happening in the here and now. No matter what you're thinking, no matter where you're letting your thoughts take you, your breathing is happening in the present. So if you can come back to your breathing, then you can bring your brain, your thoughts back to the present moment. But then beyond that, because that does sound like, okay, well, I get that, that's logical, but it still, could be perceived as a little bit out there. So I like to bring it back to science, especially when it comes to breathing. And I'm telling people it's a superpower. It's a proven superpower. back in the 1970s, Herbert Benson, he was a doctor at Harvard, he coined the term relaxation response. And the relaxation or response is essentially being able to activate your parasympathetic nervous system. So that's the opposite of the fight or flight, the sympathetic that I mentioned before. Parasympathetic is rest and recover. And it has a total calming effect on the body, because it limits the production of cortisol, the stress hormone. It lowers your heart rate and your blood pressure and your breathing rate on the whole. But he found that 90 seconds of deep breathing, so just 90 seconds, a minute and a half of deep breathing, can produce the relaxation response. So if you're taking a really long deep breath, that could be 5 to 7 breaths can bring you back to that state. Now, another, I love research. There's tons of research on breathing. So if you guys are really into this the way that I am, then go to Google Scholar and start searching breathing and breathing's impact on parasympathetic response, breathing's impact on the brain. But there was also another, when was this study? I think it was like 2006, possibly. And it was on breathing exercise induction and emotional regulation. So the ability to focus on positive over negative, because I don't know if you know this, but human beings have a preference towards the negative. I mean, just think about if you go to a restaurant, it's really awesome, you love it. How likely are you to give it a good review? If you go to a restaurant and it's terrible, how likely are you to give it a bad review? Like, it's just, and that's a common example of how, yes, we get more hyped about the negative. But when they did this research on using a breathing exercise induction, and induction is kind of a term that actually they use with hypnosis, but they use it with meditation too. It's to get you into that state. And really, the induction, I think what they're referring to is, remember that 90 seconds to get you into a parasympathetic state? That's all you're really doing, right? We're calming our bodies and our brains to help us get into the present moment and be able to actually be present, because now our body's relating in a way as though, okay, we've let go of the stress. So once you do that, then you have so much more clarity, and it's much easier to focus on what you want to focus on as opposed to being drawn to the negative. Because if you're in a stress state, you're going to be looking for the things that would stress you out more, whether you think that you want it or not. That's just the way that we're wired. And then also when it comes to brain waves, there's so many cool studies on what breathing can do to our brain waves. And so we can change the waves of our brain and our ability to think, because depending on what brain waves we're in, that impacts our ability to go to sleep, that impacts our ability to be creative and our ability to concentrate, our ability to communicate. There are different brain waves that go along with these, and we can actually use our breathing to get us into the more creative brain waves, to get us into the more relaxing brain waves. And they've done MRI studies and I want to say it's EEGs as well, but all of that research is out there. I've read so much of it that it's hard to kind of point to one or, you know, specific study to tell you to go look at. It's all out there. You can find all kinds of great information on it.
Yeah, the research is out there, and it's getting really, really good. We're getting a better understanding of how the mind works and how we can influence not only how we feel, but how we perform. Fantastic stuff, Dana. How about this, everybody? Let's cut out for a quick break. Let's work on our breathing exercises. Let's get creative, and let's come back and go to war with our anxiety, our stress, and all the pressures that we have on us with Dana Santez of Mobility Maker right after this on Crush Performance.
If you have any performance questions, comments, or smart remarks, text Crusher at 101260 and follow him on Twitter at Jeff Crush. Now, here he is, the Crusher.
Welcome back to Crush Performance, everybody. Listen, connect with us. CrushPerformance.com is the website. Get our newsletter, sign up for our podcast, and certainly send us your questions, comments, smart remarks. We love them all. Go to CrushPerformance.com. We are joined by Dana Santez from Mobility Maker. Dana, we just got done a conversation talking about the research that's out there when we look at stress, anxiety, pressures, and how we deal with them, how can we cope, and the influence they have on our performance, our personalities, and pretty much everything we do. And I believe arming our athletes, our students, our employees with the right tools can not only impact how they perform on the job or in their sport, but also in life in general. Such a great, important conversation. And you have a program called the Mindset Reboot Program. I want to get to this. You know, I've recently spoken to a couple of NHL teams, and I had a really good conversation with one of them talking about the different players they have in their organizations and how they have all these different things they have to deal with. For example, you have these young 18-year-old, 20-year-old players coming into the NHL for the first time, playing with veterans who might have Stanley Cup championship rings or gold medals with the Olympics. And coming into that league, that scenario, that's a stressful situation. And then on the other side of it, you've got these veteran players who are in the twilight of their career wondering what's next, what comes after the game. So you have all these different people inside of a single organization dealing with different types of stresses, including the stress of being a professional athlete in the high-pressure game of professional sports. And while it's one thing to talk about problems and understand problems, it's another thing to be able to deal with them, to give solutions. And that's one of the things I really like about your program. Let's talk a bit about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, your example, too. I do work with a lot of athletes who are, I've been doing this for so long that I've worked with some athletes throughout their entire career. So as athletes are heading into the end of their career, a lot of questions come up for them. Identity questions. Who am I going to be after this is all over? Who am I going to be to my family? Because I've been one thing, you know, in and out of their lives. I'm not saying that they didn't make it work, but then how does it work once they're there every single day and when their identity is completely tied to that? And then also making those decisions about when do I end my career or do I keep it going because this is what I love? And am I making these decisions for the right reasons or am I doing it out of desperation because I don't know who I am without the sport? These are real things. But then even the family component I was just talking about, you don't have to be an athlete to relate to not being able to shut off your brain in job mode when you're home with your children. And our children grow up so quickly. And if we're missing out on being in the present moment with them, we're missing out on the most important things. And life is so much richer for all of us. And actually, we're so much more confident in our decision making when we spend more time in the actual moment. And when things are actually happening, because then the things that are most important are right in front of us, as opposed to being clouded by all of these things that we're concerned about,
right.
That we're needlessly concerned about.
Yeah.
So the program that I created is based on all of the meditations that I've been developing over years, working myself on this kind and, you know, the type A personality, the perfectionist, the multitasker. I did not realize the error of my multitasking ways until probably last year.
Right.
Multitasking is not as efficient as you think. And efficient and effective are buzzwords I use all the time. And I want things to be efficient and effective. Working in pro sports and being a component of, you know, the training program for an athlete, I understand all of the things that they have to do and all of the directions they're being pulled in. So I want things to be efficient and effective. That makes sense in that context. But when I think that, you know, and as a human being, most of you guys listening probably can relate to this, when I think that, oh, gee, if I'm going to go from the front of my house to the back of my house, let me make sure I take up every single thing that I can that I would need to take into the back of the house, because I'm going to be efficient when I move to the back of the house. In the meantime, I'm not realizing that I just put my keys in the refrigerator and because I'm not present, right?
We've been there. I think we've all been there. Yeah, that's a great one. I get it. Totally get that for sure, Dana.
Yeah. So meditating personally, I had to recognize, you know, what are the things that I experienced that all human beings experience that isn't just about the sport? Because the more you get to know athletes, especially in the work that I do, the more that I start to understand that even in context of sport, everything that they're facing is a human challenge, and we can all relate to it. So the anxiety, and you brought up, you know, the anxiety of the veterans versus the anxiety of the kids coming in. They're coming from different places, but they're still having the same impact. So, and we all want to feel worthwhile. We all want to feel like we can communicate effectively. We all want to feel confident. We want to feel like we have control. And a lot of times the control that we're seeking is, we're feeling a lack of control because we're holding too tightly to everything and wanting everything to be perfect and not feeling comfortable that things are going to turn out the way that they're going to turn out, that I've done my best. And so think about this in the context of an athlete or anyone. I've done my best there's no more that I can do. Worrying about it isn't going to make it any better. In fact, it's probably going to make me perform worse, right? The outcome could be adversely affected by worrying about it. I have to be able to let go. And one of the meditations in my program is about letting go, because that's a huge one for people I work with and myself, trying to always control the outcome. Everybody wants to win, right? But if we hold on with so much control and we don't actually have the confidence to say, I'm going to give this my best. I know I can win this, but I'm not so attached to this outcome that I'm just going to beat myself up about it over and over needlessly, we do so much better. So there's an aspect of letting go that's important. There's recognizing negatives when they come up.
Yeah.
Sometimes we lack the awareness to know when we're pulling ourselves into this cycle of negativity, and then we start to feel very negative, and that actually, if we're capable of feeling the negative, we're absolutely capable of feeling the positive, because they're on opposite ends of the same spectrum. So if
I like it,
you know, yeah, if you're feeling a lack of self-esteem, then you recognize that, and then you take back the power to move it back to the other end of the spectrum. And you can do that kind of work within a meditation.
Yeah.
And without it seeming, I know a lot of people are afraid of meditation because they think it's going to be out there and it's just about colors and energy and that kind of thing. And when you actually get deep into meditation, just like everybody sleeps, right? When we sleep, we dream, and we do have some freaky dreams that our brains bring us, and there's cool stuff that happens with our brains when we just let them go. You can have those kinds of experiences in meditation, but my meditation is trying to get you to focus on what you're feeling and experiencing in the present moment and being mindful. And when you come out of it, the awareness that you have, it's really hard to describe if you haven't had that awareness in a while. But it's the coolest thing when I'm leading someone through a meditation, and when they're done and they open their eyes, that's my favorite part.
Because yep, I love it.
Their face changes.
Yeah.
It's just different. All of that stress, all of the stuff they've been carrying around is gone. And think about it. If you could do that in 10 minutes every day, why wouldn't you?
I agree 100%. And it's a skill you have to train. We're talking with Dana Sentes yes. of Mobility Maker. So, Dana, let's talk about getting people some of the tools they can use. You've got this great program, Mindset Reboot. People can get it at your website, correct? Maybe just quickly tell us a bit about how people can get more information on that and how they can start using this to change their lives, because I've seen this stuff work firsthand.
Okay. So on my website, mobilitymaker.com, /programs, or through the menu, if you find programs, it's listed in the programs. And for your listeners, we said that we'd give them 10% off when they go through the checkout if they just put in the code Crush Performance. They have to spell your name right.
With love it.
Crush
yeah.
Performance.
Hey,
yeah,
all
they
right.
Can have 10% off. And it's designed to be a 7-day program, but the 7 meditations are then, they're also designed to be used forevermore. They're evergreen. So it's not as though there's some big introduction to each one or a lesson at the beginning of each one, and you wouldn't want to listen through that. I've designed them so that they can be used individually. But for the first 7 days, I want you to do it progressively, because they do kind of build on each other in terms of what you're learning, especially if you're new to meditation. So the first one introduces you to the breathing aspects of it and the understanding of the present moment. I believe the second one is a body awareness one, where you start to become more aware of your body. I mean, and this is one of the things I do when I find myself not present in something that I'm doing. I start thinking about other things. It's not just about taking a deep breath, but I'll also be like, where are your feet on the floor? Like, and where are your hands right now? What do you feel? Just bringing yourself physically back into this moment. And so the body awareness one is training you to really understand how you can come back into your physicality But then in essence, also understanding that you are more than this body. It's pretty cool. I like that one. And that's a favorite of athletes. There's also a gratitude meditation. And I'm sure that this has come up in past talks that you and I have had. Gratitude, if breathing is a superpower, then so is gratitude. Because
right.
being grateful that is a state of mind. And training that state of mind, gratitude is something that's absolutely worth practicing, because that's a game changer in terms of your attitude. Another one that's a favorite is resetting positives to negatives, and I touched on that a little bit, but there's a meditation for doing that, and a lot of the athletes like that one. Empowering your inner voice is about coming up with a power word, and what's cool is every time you do the meditation, you know, depending on where you are, your state of mind, you can come up with a different power word, but you use that in your mind as you practice that meditation. But they're designed to be customizable. I guide you, but I give you the option of coming up with whatever it is you need for that day in these meditations. And so
great stuff. I love it, Dana. Hey, thanks for that. And I love the idea. So everybody out there, Crush Performance is the promo code when you go through Dana's checkout at mobilitymaker.com. That's Crush with a K. Dana, fantastic stuff today. We could talk for hours. There's no doubt about it, but it's incredibly valuable stuff. I want to thank you for your great information today. This is a very, very important conversation. And right from school age kids to parents to people in the corporate world, and certainly for our athletes, there's applications here in every facet of life, Dana. Hey, thanks so much for your time and everything you're doing to help people out here.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Back at you.
Our pleasure. That's what it's all about. Spreading the good word, Dana. Hey, thanks so much. And we'll look forward to promoting the program and talking to you again soon, Dana.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, there you go, everybody. Dana Santos from Mobility Maker. Get on there. Use that promo code Crush Performance and get in that program. Whether you think you're dealing with stress or not, what a great way just to relax, regroup, and learn a great skill that can help you in anything you're doing. Dana, thanks so much for that conversation. All right, everybody, that's the show for today. We're running a bit over, so we'll wrap it up quickly here. I want to thank John Stevenson for coming on, talking about developing the mental game and elite training for goalies. His program, Play Out of Your Mind for Goalies. Go on to zoneperformance.com and find the session in your region. That is a must attend for goalies everywhere. And I also want to thank Kelly Hodson from United Sport and Cycle for coming on. It is bike month, everybody. Go to unitedsport.ca to get all the details for the month of June. Great events, great deals, great sales at both locations, unitedsport.ca. And I also want to thank you for tuning in. It's been a great show. I hope you take something out of it. Please share it with your friends, family, and also your coworkers and teammates for certain. Dealing with anxiety, stress, and pressure is such an important skill to learn. And sometimes it starts with just having an awareness and knowing you're not the only one out there dealing with it. You're not. Trust me. So get out there and conquer it. And coming up next week on Crush Performance, we're diving into one of our main themes for 2019, organizational performance. We will talk with John Gordon. I'm really, really looking forward to this conversation. Individual performance, culture, leadership, organizational performance. Cannot wait. That's coming up next week on Crush Performance. We're here to help you think like an athlete.
Goodbye now. Don't forget to ride.
I'm Jerry Petuck, CEO of Radio Influence. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. There are a lot of people behind the scenes here at Radio Influence that work hard to keep you entertained day in and day out. If you'd like to get involved and advertise on this program, or you have some show ideas that you'd like to see us add to the Radio Influence family, please email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. We all have crazy schedules, so the fact that you took time out of your busy day to let us entertain you for a while means a lot. Without you, the listeners, we wouldn't exist, so thank you again for downloading and subscribing to this show. Don't forget to check out radioinfluence.com to see what other shows we also have to offer. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, radioinfluence.com.